thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Scott Smith of San Angelo, Texas, has had full-blown AIDS for 14 years. He drives about 4.5 hours to Dallas to see a doctor.
All right, so is this the why you came today?
It's been 1 month since I started on new meds, so it's a one-month checkup.
And medication-wise, this is your list right here if you want to look over it.
Yes, it's a whole page.
All right, and I believe that's it. So he'll be with you in just a few minutes,
Thank
okay?
You.
Smith's had some close calls in his lengthy battle with AIDS.
So I went home in January to my mother's home in West Texas to hospice with a 2-day prognosis. And here I sit. Ha ha, you know? It's, like I said, I bounced like a bad check.
Years ago, Smith's family rented office and clinic space to a young doctor, Jaime Vasquez, who now treats AIDS patients in the Oak Lawn neighborhood of Dallas. After doctors in San Angelo and Austin gave up on Smith, his family's personal connections helped him get care here, even though Vasquez isn't accepting other new patients.
There really were no doctors with enough specialty knowledge to see me any further in West Texas. Very few of them would admit to turning away, but they claim, well, we just simply don't know. There are several doctors that made great attempts in San Angelo, but without the knowledge of the long-term effects, which really very few doctors have, and most of them are developing at the same time that I'm developing this knowledge at this point. I mean, there's a great many of us out here that are well into uncharted territory, because we're still here 15, 17, 20 years down the line.
It's estimated that only 1% of doctors nationwide treat HIV and AIDS. Patients are usually poor, uninsured, and time-consuming to manage. Keith Rawlings, medical director for AIDS ARMS in Dallas, says these are just a few of the reasons doctors don't treat HIV.
I see young people who are interested in going into medical school who are very passionate and very committed to go into caring for populations like this, diverting into other areas because they are coming out of schools with significant degree of indebtedness because of the cost of a medical education. And taking care of a poor population is not the best way to pay back your loans. And I also see individuals who have maintained the commitment for HIV work who, for the most part, are going not into the domestic areas, but are going into the international arena. It is actually easier now on some levels to get a new graduate, a new resident, a new fellow in infectious diseases or one of the other disciplines to go to Botswana than it is to get them to go to Birmingham.
So healthcare systems treating people with HIV and AIDS are facing a crisis, especially in Texas, which has the fourth largest positive population in the country. For 15 years, Glenn Moreland has been a case manager for HIV and AIDS patients from the three rural counties surrounding Sherman.
In 93, we had probably about 40 cases at the time. Now, at this moment, we have over 100 cases.
Sherman has fewer than 40,000 residents. But Moreland considers the clinic where he works unusual because they have more than one doctor.
For our area, we're very lucky to have the doctors that we have because they've been long-term, long-based here in this area. As far as medical care goes, our patients in these areas could find no greater treatment than what they're receiving here.
But since 90% of HIV and AIDS patients live in metropolitan areas, Moreland says it's tough to convince local officials and private donors there's a problem they must pay to address.
We don't get a lot of funding to help with the uninsured, with the underinsured people. What's missing there is the funding. We need people helping all the time. We always need funding here. That's very, very important to get here. And if the community could just pitch in and help, that would be one of the best things for us in this area.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, 40% of patients with HIV and AIDS live in the South, and almost half of new cases are here, from Texas to Florida to Virginia. With few treatment centers outside major cities, doctors need new incentives to treat AIDS. Without a change, patients like Smith may die before they get the care they need.
So how are you?
I'm okay.
How is this cocktail? I hope it Is it okay? Is it rough? Is it as bad as the other?
Catherine Cuellar, KERA News.
This and the weather is making it very hard to judge whether or not it's just hot and humid or I'm having fatigue or if it's just that, you know, deadly combination of those three.